The reason I focus on money to this day as a coach is because it's the number one excuse human beings give for what we can't have, do, or be. So it is a huge area of insecurity. And that is also why we have a very strong unconscious tendency to push it away.
The business of sales is sometimes harder than actually making the sale in the first place. See, you're not only a professional salesperson, you're a business owner. But the focus always seems to be on sales. Well, we're here to help you. I've been in the sales world and training sales professionals for over four decades. My name's Morris Sims. I've seen some great salespeople fail because they didn't run their business very well. Well, we're going to share success concepts and interview some great entrepreneurs who are going to help you in your business. Welcome to the Business of Sales. Today on the Business of Sales, Morgana Ray is our guest. And I tell you what, I can't wait to get into this. Morgana is a 20-time international number one best-selling author and a mentor coach, and the number one world authority on relationship with money. And that, I don't know about you, but I need a better relationship with money. Morgana, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about that. How did you become the number one authority on relationship with money?
By originally being so bad at it that nothing anybody was teaching worked on me. And I'm a really good student. I was hit by a car and in a coma and had a traumatic brain injury in 1983. And I still graduated from high school as a National Merit Scholar. So like when I take a class, I learn it and I implement it and it didn't matter. There was something in me. It was like I had money repulsion superpowers, and I came upon what I do after everything else failed. And the weird thing is I looked around and nobody was teaching what I had just been through. And since, you know, this podcast is about sales, interestingly, and I'll walk you through the process, but within 24 hours, four people had shown up and hired me at double what I'd ever charged before. And I was at the time living in Los Angeles, and I had, you know, the Ivy League education and half a dozen coaching certifications and a ton of celebrity testimonials because I was living in LA coaching people in entertainment. And I was making at my lowest point $100 a month. Wow. And even that was looking sketchy. Impressed? You can tell I'm really competitive when it comes to failure. Beat that, audience. Don't, really don't. Let me go there for you so you don't have to do it.
Oh, that's great.
That's how I got started.
That is great. Well, a question that I have that rolls through my mind every time I think about this is why? Why do some of us have this problem hanging on to? I'm 66 years old. I look back over my career, and I've made millions of dollars, just never all in one year, but never all in 2 or 3 years. But, you know, I've made well over $1 million in my 66 years of working. How come I don't have any of that left?
I encounter that a lot. There are people who don't make money, and there are people who are amazing at making money and even better at getting rid of it. And then there are people who actually have it, but nothing is ever enough. And I've coached literally billionaires who are afraid that they won't have enough or that they'll lose what they have. So this is why when I talk about relationship with money, it actually is not even about how much you have. It's really the drama of the insecurity, and it's sort of as if money was that horrible girlfriend who nothing you do is ever good enough, and she's gonna step out on you anyway, you know, and that's gonna make you feel like a failure. Or ladies, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever gender works for you, but you know, that partner who just isn't faithful and makes you feel not good enough and insecure and all that gaslighting. And that's sort of I think the relationship most people have with money, the reason I focus on money to this day as a coach, is because it's the number one excuse human beings give for what we can't have, do, or be. So it is a huge area of insecurity. And that is also why we have a very strong unconscious tendency to push it away. Why we have so much conflict around it, especially, and now I'm speaking to the do-gooders, the do-gooders, the healers, the world savers, the kind people who want to do good in the world and don't want to cause harm. The money piece can be a really big conflict for us. And it's not just how do we charge and make money and be good people. Then there are other things that show up when you're making a lot of money or you have a lot of money. Very often we become the target or the bank, which is really, really heartbreaking and soul crushing when people are not in the relationship for us, but what they can get out of it. And that's dehumanizing. And we don't want that. So we have all of these really unconscious motivations going on to just not have anything to do with money. So you can, and I am a, you know, sterling example of that. You can take all the classes, do all the right things, learn all the magic words and practices, and still push it away and not get the results you think you desire, because on some deeper level, money is this bad guy, this area of conflict and pain that you don't want to be with. And you're not crazy. In fact, I think, you know, that when we're doing everything that we should be doing and we're still not getting the results that we're supposed to get, it's been my experience because I've coached many thousands of people. And I've coached so many people who were starting at zero, who now have millions of dollars. And I've seen a pattern of protecting yourself from what you pursue. And the urge to self-protect trumps everything. It's the strongest thing we have. So what we have to do is we have to make money safe. And that will sound insane to our conscious mind, because we all want it.
Yeah.
Right? We all want to buy things. We all want to feel safe and secure and not worry about it. But I'm not speaking to your incredibly well-adjusted, smart, doing all the right stuff, conscious mind, because that's not where the results come from. The results come from all of our unconscious beliefs, attitudes, and actions. And that's where the problem is. So what we need to do, so that all that great stuff you learned will start working, is we need to dig into what's going on unconsciously that can't be with money, so that we can make it safe. Whatever you want, money, love, health. I focus on money because money touches everything. It gets our attention the fastest. And as I said, it's the number one excuse for what we can't have, do, or be. It's the big monster in our lives. So,
well, it is how we measure business success. I mean, you know, right or wrong, that's the measure. That's the metric we use to measure business success in so many ways.
Business success and life success. We project so many great qualities onto people who have a lot of money who may not be smart and may not be nice.
Exactly.
But we project. And here's where the real crux of it is. And I'm gonna start diving, if you don't mind. I'm gonna start diving into teaching. Is that okay?
Please.
Okay. So I had my experience about 20 years ago that switched me, flipped me overnight, literally, from like this superhero of money repulsion into being kind of money's favorite person. And yes, I have made millions of dollars and I've kept millions of dollars, which is astonishing to me because, again, I'm the person who was struggling to make $100 a month, living in Los Angeles, living on debt. I had to figure out what had happened through me so that I could start to do this with other people. And the reason we push money away is because money is just made up. It's neutral. It's just invented by human beings. But what it represents is really, really real stuff. It represents love. Are we loved? Are we wanted? It represents worth. Are we valued? Are we worthy? It represents safety. And anyone living in the United States, but honestly anywhere in the world, the ability to have a house, to have food and health and health care. Money represents safety, and also to a degree, even our right to exist. And we are not imagining that. And then finally, it represents power. Am I powerless or am I powerful? And these are, I would say, all of the, you know, most vulnerable, soft white underbelly experiences of our human existence. So anything that has ever made us feel unloved, unworthy, unsafe, or powerless is going to show up in our experience of money.
Hey, pardon the interruption. I've got something on my mind to share with you, if that's okay. Just give me just a second. How many times have we heard the saying, you know, it ain't over till it's over? Well, contrary to popular media and all that you hear and see in the media, the war in Ukraine is not over for the millions of people who are in dire need of food and medicine and a place to sleep. Even if the war part should end today, there's still going to be millions of refugees who need food, medicine, and temporary housing. Well, I choose to help through an organization led by my friend, Dr. Randy Marshall. I know Randy directs where the money goes. If you'd like to help too, please go to www.tccp.pro and scroll down and make a donation. Every penny is appreciated and every donor is on our prayer list. Please join me with a contribution to TCCP because, you know, there are real people there who are hungry and they need our help. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, let's get back to the show.
Made you feel unloved, unsafe, unworthy, or powerless, that's step number one. It's the root cause of the money drama, the money relationship. And stuff that doesn't look like it has to do with money is actually going to be really, really useful here. So if you have any accidents or illnesses or violence or rejections or something that embarrasses you or you're ashamed of, no matter how little, years later, it could be very useful. So what we're going to do is you uncover the root cause. That's step number one. Interesting. Step number two is where we're going to get really weird. And this is the thing that changed my economic situation. And it's something that I didn't see anybody else doing out there. I was shocked. Nobody else was doing this before me. I imagined money was a person.
Okay.
In fact, I was in this really deep, dark, despairing place. I'd just taken this class on overcoming sales objections, you know, where they teach you the scripts of what to say if somebody tells you I can't afford it or I don't have time. And I'm such a good student. I learned the scripts. And seven people in a row, I overcame their objections. And seven people in a row didn't show up for our first session and didn't pay me. And that, you laugh at my pain. You feel.
been there, done that. I hear you.
Right? Oh, my God. So painful. That was like my Hail Mary. I had already done everything, taken every class. I had all the certifications. I had the marketing, the website, the public speaking, the testimonials, the magic words. This was like the last thing. And it still didn't work for me. And I ran out of hope. I was so, so dejected and hurt and angry and hopeless. I remember that moment that I was in my tiny one-bedroom apartment that I couldn't afford, pulling, close those blackout curtains to crypt out the bedroom, getting on my bed, laying down and just screaming, screaming and wailing and crying. And I felt like the universe hated me. I felt so rejected and I hated the universe back. And I just didn't see any point. Like I didn't want to play anymore. I didn't want to be on the planet. And you know what that means.
Oh yeah.
And it's a very scary, dangerous, painful place to be. And I teach what I teach now because I know how bad it is, how scary it is. So I may, you know, be light and joke around now, but I know how bad it is. And I'm very serious about this. So when I talk about the root cause and everything that has made you feel powerless and unsafe and worthless and unloved, it's because I've been there.
Yeah.
And I found that the solution is not in the money story. A lot of coaches will say, change your money story, change your life. Terrific if that works for you. Mm-hmm. I've never in my life ever seen that work. What did work was when I was in that deep, dark, despairing place and I went to my coach. And by the way, how weird is that? I could not even come close to paying my rent, but I still had a coach. Thank goodness, because it saved my life on this session that we had. I came to my coach, the, you know, deepest failure in the world. And he asked, his response was to ask me a really weird question. And he said to me, Morgana, if your money was a person, who would your money be? And because I was in that place, I saw my money person instantly, what I now call the money monster. And it wasn't anything I expected or imagined. My money, because I'd never thought of money as a person, but at that moment, my money was this big, scary, dirty, violent biker dude who caused fights and hated me and wanted to kill me and terrified me for good cause. And I knew that there was no way that I could let money in my life if it was that guy. In fact, I had this moment of clarity where I imagined myself at a live event with this guy. And I would have my eye on him constantly to create maximum distance. And it was like the light bulb suddenly went on. Oh, my God. That explained everything. For the first time in my life, my financial situation made perfect sense because it didn't matter what I was doing consciously if that was money. Every cell in my being existed to create a safe distance between us. And that was not going to change with this guy because he was bad. And that relationship had to end because I could not have money if it was that guy. So step number two is when you uncover the root cause, now imagine it's a person and it's your monster. The monster responsible for every time you have felt powerless, unsafe, worthless, unloved. And now we're going to give it imaginary personhood. It's not going to be you. And it's not going to be your parents, even if you had monstrous parents, because that sometimes happens. And the reason it's not you or your parents is because step number three, you have got to end that relationship. We are going to put everything into that relationship, that money monster, everything that you don't want to exist in your life experience anymore. Anything that's unfair, anything that diminishes you, makes you not want to be alive. We're going to put all of that into the monster, even if it doesn't look like it has to do with money, because money is just a symbol anyway. And you're going to put it into that monster. And step number three, you are going to annihilate that monster by any means necessary. It's your imagination. You can use any tool you can think of. And to my spiritual love and light vegan followers, because I have a lot of you, this can be really uncomfortable until you realize that this can also be very spiritual. So you can channel Archangel, I think it's Michael, who slays the dragon of ignorance. You can channel Durga, the Indian goddess who slays ignorance. Whatever it is, it's this is your moment to set a really clear boundary that no, this does not get to exist in my experience anymore. Only one of you gets to survive. Choose yourself. Say no to what is holding you back and blow it up. And leave no bloody bits. Just blow it up, get rid of it entirely, and then you will feel emptiness, which is a good thing because it feels different. And it means that this thing that has been torturing you is really gone. And that's the third step. Step number four is now you get to meet the opposite. Because nature abhors a vacuum, we never, ever, ever remove anything. Whether it's cigarettes or sugar or money monsters, without replacing it with something way, way, way better. So when the monster is gone, all that remains is love. That's what it feels like. It doesn't feel like money. It feels like love. And now you have a new person. A new person who loves you and chooses you over everybody in the world. And we are going to call that person money, because money is that area of life that needs our love and healing, needs to feel safe, needs to feel in alignment with our values. Someone who loves you, wants you to be happy, wants you to have great relationships, wants you to save the world in the only way you can, and wants to be your partner. And adores you. And that's going to feel really, really, really different. And very quickly, this is different than, say, oh, I know a lot of people are into law of attraction. I'm not saying imagine some money fairy who is going to rescue you from everything in the world and shower you with gifts while you sit on the couch and do nothing. That's not good for you. That doesn't evolve you. That's also not the way life works. You have the body, so you have the power in the relationship. So this is going to be a loving partner who looks at you and is in love with you and sees how powerful and amazing and deserving you are. And then you get to see yourself through those eyes. And that brings out your best. So step number four is you meet what I call the money honey. And for the men listening, this is really fun. This is so cool. Because what happens is you've slayed this big monster. And when your money honey shows up, your money honey is like, oh my God, you slayed the monster for me. You are my hero. And there may be a bit of swooning going on. And my man clients are like, yeah, I did that. And you can see that in their shoulders.
Pardon me.
So cool. And for women, you know, when we've slayed our monster, we finally get to relax. And if you've ever met a woman in your life, you know what a big deal that is. So that's step number four. That's you meet your money honey. Now, step number five is now the cool thing about money being a person worthy of your deepest love and admiration and respect and trust and also ideally, kind of hot, tends to work best, a lover archetype, because you're equals and you can break your partner's heart because you have this power in the relationship. Now you get to have a conversation. And jumping back to my story briefly, when I asked myself after I got rid of the biker and I asked myself, who could I want so much that I'd want this person in my life, even if it's money, I spontaneously saw this tall, dark, romantic, handsome man dressed in a tuxedo holding a bouquet of red flowers, which again was nothing like anything I expected. And the weirdest thing was this money wanted to woo me, which was drastically different from any experience I'd ever had with money. And I also had the sense that I'd been hurting him and breaking his heart for years by pushing him away. And I didn't want to do that. And I also had no clue how to not do that, because I've been unconsciously so deeply wired to push money away. I didn't know anything else. So the fun thing when money is a person is you get to ask and you get an answer. So I asked my money honey that first time decades ago, what do you need from me so you can stay with me? And I'm sharing that question now because it's a good question for you. When you've slayed your monster and you meet this luscious, adorable, love-worthy honey who is crazy about you, what do you need from me so you can stay with me? And there are two assumptions embedded in this question. One is money wants to be with you. And you have the power. You are the gatekeeper. So ask that question and then just see what comes back. My money that very first time said, I need you to love me and stop treating me like a monster. Over the years, I've heard many, many, many responses to that question. Very often, I need you to love me, or I need you to love yourself, or I need you to trust me, or I need you to relax, which is really hard on women again. And it's usually some really like grand aspirational goal that nobody is capable of doing 24/7. And we understand that. So the final step is something that you can actually accomplish, which is action. And you just come up with some concrete, measurable action that you can and will take to demonstrate to your money honey, but really to yourself, because there's really only you, that this relationship has changed and you're committed to it. And it may look like it's related to money and it may not. My client, Katie, she agreed to go skating in the dead of winter in Canada, where I hear it gets really cold. And the way she knew this was she just tossed out ideas and she looked for the reaction. And because this person feels so real, that when you throw an idea, that you're this imaginary person, your money honey will either go, okay, but more, or no, not that, or yeah, with lots of enthusiasm. And the enthusiasm came for skating. I don't know why. And the first day she didn't go skating, she committed she would go skating. She very, very clearly told her money honey that, yes, she would go skating. And then she didn't. Day one, she didn't go skating, right? She was so worried about making money, she couldn't take the time off to go skating. She was just trying to make money and nothing changed. Day number two, so worried about money, trying to make money, didn't go skating, nothing changed. Day three, which I think was a Friday, she decided, okay, she's going to take her kid out to the rink, I think her 10-year-old son, and they went skating and they had this wonderful heart connection is the way she described it to me. And then when she came home, she got a phone call and made $10,000.
Wow.
You just have to, it's action is magical. When you want real world results, you just have to take real world action. You feel better.
Morgana, this is wonderful. I mean, it's so practical, so useful, so real. I've always had trouble with the folks who, you know, wanted to talk about money and your relationship with money and all that kind of good stuff. I always had problems with it because it seemed so impractical. It seemed so ethereal out in space somewhere. And you brought it down to the real world and made it practical. And thank you for that. And thank you for being on our show.
My pleasure. This was fun. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was a blast. It was really a blast.
Changing your relationship with money is a big, huge thing that I don't expect anybody to master in 30 or 40 minutes. So my website, MorganaRay.com, has tons of resources, hundreds of articles, hundreds of videos for whatever question you have if you get stuck in the process. I also have a money love quiz, which is really easy, pain-free, just to help you see where you're strong and where you need help. And my recommended next steps, and I always include free stuff, just because I really want you to master it. I want you to slay your monster. I want you to have a money honey, because that's going to make the world a better place for everybody.
I don't know about all the rest of you folks out there, but I have to go slay a monster right now, because that's a big bad guy over there and I got to go take him out. But you guys have a great week. Enjoy. Slay your monster. Have a great time, and I'll see you again next week right here on the Business of Sales.